April thought, knowing your statistics. Since we're talking about being green this month, how green are you? You know, I say it a lot. Awareness plus action equals change. All of you are green in some way. Figure out what it is, acknowledge it, and build upon it. I wouldn't consider my mother really eco-friendly, but she saves bows from presents like it's nobody's business. We kind of joke in my family because as you're unwrapping a Christmas gift, my mom has snatched the bow and put it in the big bag to be reused before you've even thought about it. And it's great. I encourage it. I also have talked about my mom takes old t-shirts and uses them as rags to clean. So you are green in some way. So become aware of that. When I do a presentation, I like to share stats. And so I wanted to share some that I thought would definitely apply to you. And again, bringing our awareness as you listen to these stats, what are yours? A third of all food produced globally is lost or wasted. And almost 1 billion people go hungry. 3.6 billion people of the global population live in potentially water-stressed areas. That's only going to increase, and they estimate it will be between 4.8 and 5.7 billion by 2050. Food wasted in the United States and Europe alone could feed the world three times over. We have all this wealth, and yet we have all this poverty. In the United States, food waste accounts for 25% of water use. An estimated 5 trillion, with a T as in Tom, plastic bags are used worldwide each year. The average American uses 650 pounds of paper and consumes roughly 2 trees in paper products each year. They said the computer would cut down paper usage, has not been true. The majority of the 4 million tons of junk mail Americans receive annually ends up in landfills. Told you, China and other countries are now saying no more. We're going to take your recycled products. It's going to have to end up somewhere. In the United States alone, one estimate believes 500 million plastic straws are used every day. 500 million. 8 million tons of plastic flow into the ocean every single year. The U.S. recycling rate is 34.5%. If that were to increase to 75%, that has the effect of removing 50 million passenger cars from the road. Digest those stats for a bit. And then I want you to do some self-evaluation. What are your stats? And remember, again, it's not about judgment, not about beating yourself up. It's not about me being, you need to be better, you need to do this. I want you to become aware and then decide if you want to take more action. Again, do your own research, do your own Googling. Don't take my word for it, although I did find these in reliable sources. But educate yourself, become aware, and then what action can you take? How much food do you waste? When I first met my husband, he's like, yeah, right, I don't do leftovers. And I said, not on my watch. He does leftovers now. How much garbage do you throw out each week? How often do you use plastic straws? How much do you recycle? How many plastic or paper bags do you use? Do you buy cheap items that quickly fall apart? Do you buy new clothes every season? If you were to rate yourself, what would it be? Remember, kindness to yourself, no judgment. And kindness to others. If you're an eco warrior and like, wow, Julie, you're pretty lame, you need to step up your game. I wouldn't want you talking to me like that. So encourage others. Don't come from a holier than thou. Where can you make steps to change and become more sustainable? I know you can do it. On our next episode, we're talking about the zero waste journey. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.